More than 4,000 natural gas wells now pump out methane gas on the Fayetteville Shale Play in north-central Arkansas, primarily in Faulkner, Claiborne, Searcy, and Conway counties. These are unconventional horizontal fractured or fracked wells drilled using millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and tons of lubricating chemicals to crack and release methane from gas-rich shale formations 50 to several thousand feet deep. As much as 70% of the spent drilling waste brine flows back to the surface. Some is recycled and reused, the rest injected deep underground, like a giant syringe into the earth. Hundreds of injection wells operate in South Arkansas, with 12 north of I-540. Four operate in Johnson County, but only two receive frack waste. Last December, the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission approved a new 5,000-foot-deep injection well on private property in Johnson County, northeast of Lamar. It's called Norden 1, named after the landholder, and will be operated by Select Energy Services out of Texas. The region, commissioners say, is filled with depleted underground conventional gas wells, perfect vessels to hold frack waste. But Susan Gately, with Friends of the Mulberry Watershed Group, is concerned those vessels could break.
This particular well, the Norden 1 well is what it's going to be called, it's going to be receiving waste fluids injected at the maximum pressure allowed, which is 2,242 pounds per square inch. It has also been approved to receive up to 25,000 barrels per day. And that's about 240 truckloads a day.
Susan Gately worries local waterways could be affected due to accidental spills and leaks from tanker trucks.
This particular well is not in the near vicinity of the Mulberry, which is an extraordinary resource water, but it is within 2 miles of Big Piney, which is also an extraordinary resource water. This is a wild and scenic river. It's a highly prized recreation area. It's just a beautiful, pristine environment. And now we're going to have an injection well there,
which, when constructed, will be pushing a host of toxic chemicals used by the industry deep underground.
But what has been found in some of this fracked fluids is benzene and toluene and some heavy metals, mercury, arsenic, lead. These are very hazardous chemicals to people, and some of them are carcinogenic. The gas companies are not required to disclose what chemicals they are using, but in past experiences, these are some of the things that are found in frack fluids.
In email exchanges for this report, Larry Bengel, director of the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission, said according to U.S. EPA standards, underground injection disposal well zones lie far below any freshwater zones and must be contained by impervious geologic rock layers. Plus, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, there's no freshwater aquifer underlying the Fayetteville Shale. Groundwater supplies are primarily perched shallow water wells and tables within the sandstone Atoka Formation, high above the waste zone. But more waste sites are needed, especially with unconventional natural gas development scheduled to take place on the Ozark National Forest.
In 2005, they approved 10 to 12 new wells on the Ozark National Forest. But since 2005, they have drilled 46, so they've gone over their original estimate, and they have approved up to 1,700.
Despite natural gas prices reportedly falling last month to the lowest level in a decade and a reduction of drilling rigs on the Fayetteville Shale this year, the region's two top natural gas drilling operators reported they each plan to invest $2 billion in 2012. Bruce Phillips, Justice of the Peace District 6 Johnson County, has been paying close attention to the new industry as it begins to spread his way. He works as safety and environmental manager at Baldar Electric in Clarksville.
I think each justice of the peace, each member of the quorum court, has expressed concern over the fact that we really do not know, even though they may be encased, what happens when rocks shift and that kind of thing. Are we going to have long-term impact, negative impact, on drinking water and the environment? And all 11 justices feel that same way. Are there concern? Are there reasons we really need to be looking into this more closely.
Last year, the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission, which has oversight, issued 13 violations, April through December, most against one disposal well operator. It's now shuttered, pending investigation. But the good news, says Bruce Phillips, is that he was also told by an Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission geologist that water testing on demand will be provided to any Johnson County resident in vicinity of the waste disposal well.
He said that from a directive from Governor Beebe that they would at no charge test any drinking water in close proximity to a disposal well, and they would check primarily for chlorides. And, of course, chlorides, that's what salt water contains. So that's what they would look for. And we know if salt water is getting into drinking water, then these other fracking chemicals would be present as well. But they primarily test for chlorides.
Plus, Johnson County Quorum Court seeks to secure a grant to conduct baseline testing of water wells within a two-mile radius of Norden Well and to monitor water supplies once frack waste injections begin. The Quorum Court also sought to increase fees charged by tanker truckload to offset damages to roads, but by law they can only level $5 per load. Plus, the Quorum Court's working with ADEQ to protect rivers and streams.
And of course, it's just my assumption that, my goodness, this is not in the ground naturally. Even though the disposal well may be encased, what happens if rocks fracture or move as they're going to?
Quorum Court members say the remote location of this high-capacity well poses a safety risk to local drivers who will have to share steep single-lane dirt roads with heavy tanker trucks. Among those residents who dread the potential presence of as many as 240 trucks a day is Leo Canornshield, a retired Arkansas game and fish wildlife biologist.
I'm approximately a mile and a half from the Norden Well. By road miles.
Canornshield and his wife Sharon have 160 acres on Colony Mountain, which has been in their family for three generations. He says he supports the natural gas industry in Arkansas, even leased his land for a conventional well back in the 80s, but is not sure about having a Class 2 waste injection operation in his backyard.
Well, the over half of the people are still using water or their home resources from a water well. And probably most of them average around 100 to 140 feet deep. And some people have chosen not to get on the East Johnson County water system because they have good wells and they didn't want to get on a system by the state or by the county. So they just maintain their own water well. And that was a second big concern that we had, was the water well contamination, the possibility of that.
Which, Canornshield says, could be affected by injection well wastewater migration. Leo Canornshield spoke at a public hearing convened by the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission about Norden 1 last December, asking many questions. At that hearing, he was assured by Director Larry Bengel that frack waste wells comprised of injection tubing is cased top to bottom with strings of cement into the injection zone. And in an email for this report, Larry Bengel said the injection well site will be inspected during construction, and once it's up and running, the operator will submit monthly reports, including annual pressure tests. Results will be posted on AOGC's website. One commissioner, trying to convince the crowd at the December hearing, likened Johnson County's subsurface to an empty flower vase ready to be filled with water. Problem is, that vase is only 10 miles north of Arkansas Nuclear One power plant. That's why the Johnson County Quorum Court has requested the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission conduct seismic testing before injections begin. No word on if that will happen, but in one final email for this report, Director Larry Bengel says the geology of the disposal zone is nothing like the geology of Faulkner County. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.